Okay, good morning. Let's go ahead and get started with our work session. And the first item is voluntary wildlife heritage stamp. We don't do a pledge of allegiance before our work sessions.
There we go. Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, Paul Seeler, Chief of Staff. So for this agenda item, I'll be providing an overview, and we've got nine partner organizations that are party to this, and some of them will be speaking as well, and then an opportunity for any questions or discussion from the commission. Does that work, Mr. Chair? Okay. So in 2016, the department received a request from a set of conservation groups asking us to establish a Montana Wildlife Heritage Stamp program. The Fish and Wildlife Commission then urged the department to undertake this effort. Director Hegner decided that despite his reservations about the viability of building a program based upon donations, that the department should explore whether we could pioneer a new approach to conservation funding by partnering with a diverse set of organizations. Much work remains to be done to launch this wildlife heritage stamp effort. But because of the commission's significant role in starting this, we wanted to make this update to you today. There have been a lot of fits and starts over the last couple of years, but the department and nine partners are proposing a two-year pilot project to determine the feasibility of a voluntary stamp to raise funding for fish and wildlife management. Upon completion of the pilot phase, the department and partners will evaluate whether to continue the project into the future or not, and we hope to launch this in the 2020 holiday season. We'll see. So I'll provide an overview of the genesis of the program, and the partners will describe benefits they see from it. And the partners in the program are the Natural Resources Defense Council, we've got Jenny, Sherry, and Zach Strong here, the Montana Wildlife Federation, I don't see Nick Jivok here yet, the Greater Yellowstone Coalition, Brooke Regan is here, Defenders of Wildlife, and Aaron Edge is here, the Montana Outdoor Legacy Foundation, and Mitch King is here in the back. The Endangered Species Coalition, and Derek Goldman is here. Montana Audubon, and Larry Barron's here. Trout Unlimited, Clayton Elliott will be here. And I don't know about Wolves of the Rockies and whether Mark Cook will be here. Is there anybody I missed? So that's the partnership. So before I get going in describing the project, I'd like to tell you the story about how we got to this point. It all begins with an unsuccessful attempt by the department and the commission at rulemaking to establish a wolf stamp, followed by a nearly year-long dialogue between some unlikely interests called Finding Common Ground. The wildlife stamp, in the spring of 2014, former commissioner chair Dan Vermillion came to the commission and asked the commission to consider establishing a voluntary wildlife stamp. When it was determined that the commission didn't have that authority, but the department did, the commission passed a resolution asking the department to proceed with rulemaking. The wolf stamp would have established a $20 donation for which a donor would receive a stamp similar to a duck stamp. The proceeds would be used to pay for livestock loss reduction program grants and monitoring, and then habitat projects, scientific research, education, and outreach related to wolves and wolf management. The department went through that rulemaking process and proposed rules, which generated considerable public interest, and as happens with many things related to wolves, motivated opponents and proponents. Ultimately, Director Hegner decided not to continue and adopt the rules for a number of reasons, including controversy among the public about how the money would be used, belief that species-specific funding mechanisms like this weren't appropriate, concern about the feasibility of voluntary donations, and public fears that somehow this was going to undermine department efforts at lethal control and hunting of wolves. In making this decision, Director Hegner instead decided to convene a meeting of a group of vocal proponents and opponents to the wolf stamp proposal. These were organizations that were often at odds over things like predator management and trapping. Director Hegner invited them to a one-day meeting to discuss whether they had enough common ground to warrant some future discussions about how to begin building trust and pursue options for diversifying the department's funding for fish and wildlife management. He convened that meeting in October 2014. The meeting concluded with participants expressing a strong interest in meeting and urging Director Hegner to create a process that would be ongoing. And that led to Director Hegner forming and appointing the Finding Common Ground Group, which met five times between spring of 2015 and February of 2016. Finding Common Ground issued a final report and recommendations, and I'd like to highlight several of them because they're relevant to this effort. There is value in improving how groups and individuals talk to each other about fish and wildlife issues. Communication needs to be less divisive. Implement or build upon a wolf and carnivore friendly program that is balanced and science-based to increase social tolerance for wolves and other carnivores and build support among the non-hunting community and other Montana residents. Develop a more realistic working relationship between hunters, anglers, and those who don't purchase hunting and fishing licenses, state legislators, etc. Develop a broadened constituency that is vested in supporting fish and wildlife management. And then they identified a number of potential new funding sources, but one of them was a generic voluntary conservation stamp, not specific to any one species. I'm highlighting these particular recommendations because they're at the core of the proposed pilot project establishing a wildlife heritage stamp. The work of these partners is collectively implementing some of the recommendations from Finding Common Ground. The department has an opportunity to chart a course of both continuing to support and improve services to hunters and anglers and trappers and state park users, who are the cornerstone of the department, and to also explore ways to broaden and diversify public support for fish and wildlife management and by providing enhanced and new services to the broader public. These aren't mutually exclusive objectives. So this takes us to the current wildlife stamp proposal. In 2016, Zach Strong contacted Director Hegner and asked Zach's from the Natural Resources Defense Council about trying a different voluntary approach for a conservation stamp to support fish and wildlife management. And learning from the previous experiences, Zach was involved in both the wolf stamp effort and Finding Common Ground. He proposed that the wildlife stamp would be open to anyone interested in participating, but that the target audience would be non-residents and tourists who appreciate Montana's iconic wildlife. That's an audience that the department has sought for years to try to target and just not been sure how to reach. He also proposed that any funding generated be used to fund non-lethal measures to prevent predation by livestock by bears, wolves, and other predators, and then that it fund non-game species work, research, education, and habitat conservation. This is work that the department already takes on a routine basis, and revenue from a stamp would simply increase revenue to support those existing programs. The department's previous experience with voluntary contribution programs, I've said this several times now, had been modest at best. But with the recommendations from Finding Common Ground in mind and the lessons learned over the previous few years, Director Hegner agreed to have the department explore with a set of traditional and non-traditional partners whether we could develop a viable program for voluntarily funding fish and wildlife programs. So that brings us to today's update. So what is the Wildlife Heritage Stamp pilot project? First, it's a work in progress, but the program would enable anyone to voluntarily purchase an annual membership online with the proceeds to be used for non-lethal measures to reduce conflicts, such as predation on livestock, plus the research, education, and habitat conservation related to non-game programs. Members would receive an exclusive mail out and could include a membership stamp and or a card, a program decal, and a copy of the photo edition of Montana Outdoors. Members would also receive an annual report from the department on how the money was spent at the end of each year. The program will primarily target people who appreciate and want to help support fish and wildlife conservation but don't purchase fishing and hunting licenses. However, the program will welcome and encourage participation by anyone interested in conserving Montana's wildlife. The pilot project will help the department and partnership evaluate the feasibility of a program like this. So I've got a kind of a mock makeup, and these are drafts and not final products at all, but Luke Duran and Tom Dixon from Montana Outdoors did some work with us, and I'd just like to run through the work that they did. So the point that they made was that this needs to appeal to everyone who feels a connection to Montana and Montana's outdoors and our resources, and seek to foster a sense of pride and ownership and responsibility to care for Montana and the opportunities that they love here. We want to cast a wide audience of out-of-state visitors, in-state recreationists, people with limited access to Montana but who feel a nostalgic connection, club and foundation constituents with passion or interest in Montana's habitats and resources, hunters, anglers, park visitors who want to go the extra mile. There's an opportunity, we're not at this point, but a future opportunity to seek partnerships with corporate brands, foundations, industry organizations who can help promote, challenge, and possibly offer incentives for people participating in the program. We could offer membership kits that provide a decal as a point of pride. And the Montana Outdoors, we're talking about the photo issue, not a subscription. Create an advertising kit that can be distributed to prospective members. Create a media campaign that invites prospective members to find themselves and where and how they connect to Montana. And then once the program has traction, maybe open up the art or photography to a member contest. We have been talking about having an art contest related to this, and we've got a partner who has run national art contests for something similar to this who can help us with this. So this was just a mock-up of what a stamp could look like, and you know, this was envisioned as something similar to the sportsman's license, where you know, buy something each year, and you know, maybe you got a year to note the new years, and you know, Luke put it on a Subaru on a water bottle, just kind of as examples of how that could work. And then he looked at some cards, that entrance cards that mostly federal agencies have used, and build off of that to suggest what a membership card you know, could look like. And you know, just some different alternatives for how that might look. And you know, the possibility in the future, maybe that membership card gets you some benefit, either some benefit at a store or some benefit for accessing public lands. You know, who knows, but there's an opportunity to use that card to build on so that there's a benefit that would come from it in the future. A mock-up of a web page, and you know, again, this web page aspirationally shows a set of corporate partners, but you know, just a concept of what might be possible with this idea. And then he did a set of mock-ups of kind of, you know, we could change these over time. We've got stock You know, people from Ohio, Montana conservationists, invested in Montana and the program. I'm a card-carrying adventurist. You know, another person promoting conservation in Montana from somewhere else. Playground maintenance technicians from New York, Montana conservationists. Investing in the futures, you know, grandfather, Montana conservationist. Physician by day, angler by play. Luke's good at this stuff. You know, another way to feature rotating on a website different people with different interests in investing in Montana and its future. Non-game is my game. You know, somebody from Washington. I think that's it. So again, no, we're not there yet, but. Some concepts that our staff came up with that I think resonated with the group. So I'd like to close my part by talking about, so why would we do this? Why would the department seek to do this? First off, your predecessors asked us to. and, you know, and again, why we chose this forum? Felt like we owed the commission a an update on where we were. Second, it implements recommendations of finding common ground. We've got traditional and non-traditional constituent groups working together on a common goal to raise funding from people who don't currently fund fish and wildlife management. Third, this is work that the department already does. The core actions that FWP would take under the stamp are to A, receive donations from the Montana Outdoor Legacy Fund, which is the partner in this effort that would collect funding from donors, and then B, to spend the money for the purposes for which those donors have defined their contribution, which I outlined a moment ago. You know, non-lethal measures to prevent predation on livestock by bears, wolves, and other predators, research, education, habitat conservation for non-game species, but also added the hiring of new wardens, biologists, and conflict specialists, and administration of the stamp program. So the department already has an MOU with the Montana Outdoor Legacy Fund, and we already receive funding from them and have for years on an annual basis for many of the same activities that the wildlife stamp is focused on. And the purposes for those funding, again, are things that we already do and for which we have a process in place for establishing priorities and spending that money. So we're already doing these things. This would just be a new way to potentially fund them. Fourth, we've been told to do this by the legislature and by multiple department advisory committees over a 5 or 6 year period, and by the department's vision and guide. Over the last 5 years, the department's been asked to diversify funding by the 2014 License and Funding Advisory Committee that Tim Aldrich was on, that developed our 2015 fee increase. When we took that fee increase to the legislature, before we took it to the legislature, the EQC gave us the feedback to find other ways to fund the department besides just raising license fees. The committee, the House committee that passed the fee increase, asked us to do that same thing. The Finding Ground, Common Ground group asked us to do that. The Funding and Review Advisory Committee that just met last year ahead of this session asked us to do that. In addition, the department's vision and guide identifies the task of working with diverse partnerships to attract new funding, and the management team, the department's management team specifically identified developing and evaluating a wildlife stamp proposal as one of its actions to implement the vision and guide. Number five, partnership. We couldn't do this successfully by ourselves, and there's just too much of this that's out of the wheelhouse of government and how we operate. And there's probably a reason why we haven't been very successful at voluntary donation programs in the past. The partners contribute key assets and capacities to this effort that we don't have and we can't duplicate. They include organizations with members and relationships with people across the nation that the FWP doesn't have any connection with. It includes marketing funding expertise, experience running a national wildlife art contest, capacity and infrastructure to receive, process, and acknowledge donations and to you know, maintain donor relations. We don't do that very well. And then finally, learning. The pilot project provides the department with an opportunity for the department to work with a diverse set of partners to try some things we haven't done before and to see if we can pioneer a new model for raising funding and connecting with a different audience. We don't know how or if this is going to work right now. We've set it up as a pilot. But regardless, it's going to be an opportunity for us to learn, to broaden our perspective, to understand how to do some things differently than we do, that all should help us with whatever the next effort is if this isn't successful. So those are the prime, my list of six prime reasons that we should be doing this. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to partners, and I think Jenny is going to start. So thank you. And you know, an opportunity here for questions when they finish up.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission. My name is Jennifer Sherry. I work as a wildlife advocate for the Natural Resources Defense Council, NRDC, based out of our Bozeman office. And since I started in this role last summer, I have been active in helping to coordinate the planning phases of this pilot project. It has been an extremely rewarding experience so far for me to be working with Paul and Charlie and our many partners to keep moving this concept forward. NRDC is a diverse organization with many members that live in Montana and many more who come here as visitors, and those members' conservation interests are very broad. As an organization, we are focused on helping to maintain or restore intact natural systems for the benefit of all. So we're really excited to be partnering with FWP on a project that will help to expand its capacity or further expand its capacity to respond to wildlife conservation issues proactively, especially in terms of addressing human-wildlife conflicts and protecting at-risk species. Each of the partnering groups has something important to contribute to the success of this pilot project, and I would like to speak to NRDC's role in this. We have agreed to support FWP in rolling out this program by playing a coordinating role for the partnership and the program development. We have agreed to market this program to our members and to the general public, and we have also agreed to oversee the administration of a contest, as Paul mentioned, a photography or art competition, of course, with help from other partners who have experience running these kinds of contests in the past. So that would determine the wildlife image to be printed and used in the stamp material, similar to what you've seen examples of, although room for change as well. We really see this contest as a creative opportunity to engage the public and help to further build enthusiasm and momentum for the program that will follow, similar to examples of other successful contests like the federal duck stamp. And it's a good opportunity, both in the contest and the program, I think, to work closely with Montana Outdoors. The talented producers there, as you've seen, have already contributed a lot of great ideas to this pilot project, and we look forward to coordinating more with them in the future. Lastly, all of us are in this room here today because we value Montana's wildlife, and we value the opportunities that we have to experience or interact with the animals here. And this program is really about enhancing our ability to take care of those species by identifying the challenges and working together to find solutions. From NRDC's perspective, the collaborative nature of this pilot program is key to helping FWP broaden its funding base so that it can protect a full suite of Montana wildlife. By drawing from the combined resources and skills of all the partners in this effort, we feel we are well positioned to promote this as an attractive opportunity to many kinds of people, both inside and outside of Montana. And I know the other partners who are here would like to also voice their support for this effort, so I'm not sure who's coming up next, but thank you for your time.
Good morning. My name is Larry Barron. I'm the executive director of Montana Audubon. Thanks for the last slide. That represents our group. We just were up in Glasgow. We had 220 people bird watching in a festival up there for 3 days, and we saw a rare bird, a summer tanager. So I'd like to say we represent the bird watchers. There's over 6,000 of us in Montana, and we support this program as Montana Audubon has for 40 years been looking for ways to fund non-game work of fish, wildlife, and parks. We started in 1983 with the non-game checkoff, and now as you do your state taxes, you can check a box and support non-game work fish, wildlife, and park does. And now this program actually helps us to expand. We had at our festival in Glasgow many people from outside of Montana who would like to support the work that is done here to protect non-game. And I think we understand that our landscapes are beautiful, but without the wildlife to animate them, what would they be? So we're very supportive of this program, and there's been probably, I'll just say ditto as other people pass up. We all, as conservation organizations, see a great value in finding more revenue streams to promote these kind of programs. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry.